USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The sound of the train in Texas transporting the casket of former President George H.W. Bush to his final resting place at his presidential library at Texas A&M University. Bush, 41, buried next to his wife of 73 years, Barbara, the Union Pacific engine 4141 running from Houston to College Station. The casket inside a special car with a window, allowing people along the route to see it. A military band playing Hail to the Chief at the train station. Earlier at the church service, former Secretary of State James Baker speaking.
The world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Charles Krauthammer's son reacts to the passing of George H.W. Bush. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Charles Krauthammer passed away in June of 2018. Now, before he died, him and his son Daniel wrote a book titled The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. I had a chance to chat with Daniel and see what his thoughts would be about what his father would think after the passing of George H.W. Bush.
When I heard the news of his passing, I went back and read some columns my dad had written about him and found one that he wrote in 92, right after he lost the election. And he wrote something that I think was just so prescient at a time when people were kind of piling on and criticizing President Bush. He said that, like, even though he lost an election, that's not history's judgment. And it wasn't a failed presidency, it was a completed presidency, is what my dad wrote. And that he was called upon to two great things for this country, to close out the Cold War on favorable terms and to stop Saddam Hussein's aggression in the Persian Gulf. And he did those brilliantly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
In advance of the release of the government's jobs report, another business-related indicator falling short of expectations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
ADP and Moody's Analytics reporting that the economy added approximately 227,000 new private sector jobs in October. That's 9,000 more than the 218,000 jobs created in September. Most of the October gains are in the services industry, adding 189,000 positions. Construction and manufacturing each added 17,000 jobs. The government's jobs report comes out Friday morning.
Three Ohio congressmen urging the CEO of General Motors to keep a plant open to build electric cars. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The company has plans to close the plant after announcing it will no longer make the Chevy Cruze. Barrow says it was a difficult decision to close Lordstown as the company focuses on new technology.
We are in an industry that is transforming faster than I've ever seen in my 38-year career. And we're trying to make sure that General Motors is strong.
While GM and others shy away from the sedan, Toyota's top U.S. executive says his company will keep making cars despite a dramatic shift to trucks and SUVs. Toyota North America CEO Jim Lentz says even with the new car sales dropping to below 30%, that's still more than 4 million cars sold last year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.